Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Well, cattle producers coming up on Thursday, Friday, September 6th and 7th. It's Labor Day 39 from Superior Video Livestock Auction, Thursday, Friday, 8 a.m. Central Time, both days on Dish Network Satellite 232 and DirecTV 603, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com. For details of when a lot will sell or for more information, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
This is Debbie Arthur. My family has been dairy farming for 64 years. Dairy farmers are dedicated to producing top quality milk and being good stewards of the land. We are proud of this tradition. We will continue recycling, reusing, and protecting the water and land. It's important to us, and we know it's important to you and the community. Discover more about dairy farming at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Pork has been one of the hardest hit commodities by Trump tariffs, and Roy Lee Lindsay with the Oklahoma Pork Council says that we continue to struggle in the face of tariffs by both the Chinese and the Mexicans, both of them hurting the Oklahoma and Southwest pork industry.
When you start talking about trade, Mexico represents about 40% of all of our trade. We are seeing that while we're still moving pork through the system and into exports, the price we're being paid for it is significantly less, and consequently, the price we're receiving for our animals is significantly less. And so what was anticipated to be a pretty good year, all things considered, here in 2018, is turning out to be a really challenging year from a financial standpoint. And when we look at what's happening with trade, one of the things that we think is very positive, if you will, is we have heard from both the administration and from Mexico that, hey, we've got a handshake deal here. We've got an agreement. We're ready to move this forward. We're not done with that negotiation by any stretch of the imagination. But Mexico represents about 40% of all of our exports. So if we could get Mexico cleared up, get this NAFTA knocked out, especially if you could include Canada back in there, that would amount for a sizable portion of where we've been exporting product historically. And we keep those pork tariffs at zero like they've been since since NAFTA's been fully implemented. Right. That would be a huge win for us. When I say a win, I mean, we're talking about protecting what we've already had. But in lieu, I mean, as opposed to tariffs and the things we've been dealing with really since the first part of June, it would be a tremendous move forward and a great step forward. So we're very hopeful that this really is genuinely an agreement and we're ready to move. We're ready to move these agreements forward. And if that's the case, hey, that's a big positive.
And guess what? This is primarily the pork, the tariffs against U.S. pork because of what, steel and aluminum.
Yeah, it's the tariffs that the U.S. placed on goods coming in from Mexico, and Mexico chose to retaliate, and one of the items they retaliate on is pork. Pork ends up on almost everyone's retaliation list. We are we're the world's largest exporter of pork in terms of any single country. Our industry is dependent on exports for profitability. And so this whole notion of we're going to hit you where it hurts, and that's kind of what the tariffs that the president put in place, that's the retaliatory tariffs do the same thing. We've got to get those resolved, and Mexico here really has been that's a huge market for us in terms of proximity, in terms of volume. You add in Canada, that's two of our top four trading partners. We really need to get NAFTA resolved.
The pork industry's Roy Lee Lindsay. You've got farm news on Ron.
Coming up, Pollard Farms is presenting its largest offering to date at their 21st annual female production sale and mature cow herd dispersion Saturday, September 15th at the ranch near Wacomas. The sale features an elite crop of Pollard's youngest and freshest genetics, plus a select group of show heifer prospects, proven donors, and spring and fall calving heifers and cows bred for the backdrop. 350 head will sell as 250 lots. Sale catalogs and additional information available upon request. Call 580-758-1464. That's 580-758-1464.
More farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.